want to talk to someone now who literally knows what life is like in total lockdown, quarantine. Juanita Ingram is her name. She spent part of her life in Indiana, but she's been in Taiwan for a little while here. And that whole country went into lockdown for 30 days, confined to their homes. And Juanita had a pretty positive message about, hey, it's okay. You can get through this. Juanita, thanks for joining us on WGN.
Thank you for having me.
So you wrote this piece that I happened to catch over the weekend, and it talked about how, look, you can get through this. Much like the Italians, you can make the most of it. You can keep your spirits up and stay happy, and I suppose you get cabin fever on a day or two. I mean, how did it go for you?
I didn't necessarily feel cabin fever because I think I feared what I was avoiding more than what I was experiencing in my home. You know, it is a little daunting. It's a little fearful. Not a little, but really a lot. And I think that's the reason why I sort of wrote this Facebook post to my friends and family, because I am from America, and I could feel the fear, and I remember where I was when our country, you know, the schools were out and my kids were home. And I just remember standing out on my balcony and looking out at how quiet and still everything was. And it was a very eerie feeling, but you just keep in mind why you're doing it and knowing that it's not forever. And it helped a great deal.
Yeah. So did you, as a family, what did you decide to do to pass time? What were the activities you chose to do, or how was life basically?
Yes. Well, my children attend. I have a 10-year-old son and my daughter is 12. So they're in the 5th and 7th grade, and they attend an international school here that had online classes. So everything went online, and that occupied a lot of the day. It could have just been me, however, because I will confess, I am a lawyer. I am not a teacher. And my kids would make fun of me and say, you know, Mom, you teach like a lawyer. And I told them, I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm doing the best that I can. Yeah, like I'm teaching you how I know, like overruled, you know, I don't know. and so we bonded, you know, we talked, and I learned a lot about Fortnite and Xbox with my son, and learned a lot about, you know, what was going on in my daughter's life. I did a lot of TikTok videos with my kids and really took the time to bond with one another on a whole another level that I think, honestly, we came out closer and stronger. My son is asthmatic, as am I, and so it was just really imperative for me that we stay inside. You know, they gave the same directive that we're here in San Francisco, as the president gave these guidelines, which are exactly what, you know, took place. I mean, unless it's essential travel, things that you need to do for essential activity, but for a couple of days, everything was shut. And so even as things slowly began to reopen, like grocery stores and things of that nature, there were certain precautionary policies that were put in place. Like, even now, I can't go to the grocery store unless I'm wearing a mask, and only after they take my temperature. And so if I have a fever or I don't have my mask on, I can't come in. And that's pretty much true still for almost every building, especially in Taipei, is where I live, in the capital of Taiwan. And so it's one of those things where it's a life adjustment. Once it's over, it does regain some routine. I can't say that it becomes normal, as though it never happened, because it's still happening all over the world. And so we're still feeling the impact of that. So you just proceed with caution, but you do get some routine back, and that makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah. So, and you said it worked in Taiwan. 47 cases in total. One person died, but all 46 others recovered fully. That seems like a very small number, but they did a shutdown pretty quickly. Is that right?
Yeah. So you have to remember that we're only 81 miles outside of China. So, you know, the talks, and I actually saw, I think it was either on Forbes or NBC, where we started testing as early as December 31st in terms of doing coronavirus testing, and just really, they were very aggressive, very active. We, during Chinese New Year, is when the talks started really emerging about shutting down schools and the social distancing being put in place. And so it was really aggressive very early, but we had to be because we're so close to China. And so it was very much where you guys are now. We were there a month ago. And so I definitely know what everybody's going through. It's a scary time, but it is, you know, if you, depending on your perspective, if you look at it as an opportunity to bond, as an opportunity to be grateful, not necessarily missing what's on the outside, but being grateful for what you have on the inside of your home, and that's your health and your family.
You know, it is, the way you put it makes it sounds like you hit the reset button a little bit in your life, and you look at the positive things, the basic things in your life that you take for granted, right? Let's face it. You do take a lot of this stuff for granted, and it sounds like that was what struck me most about what you posted on Facebook, because you were acting like, you know what, I went into this not knowing and feeling scared, but then sort of emerged from it like the family was closer, and we spent this quality time, and we appreciated things. And I imagine some of that sort of, it lingers afterwards.
Absolutely, it does. It absolutely does. Because, it absolutely does. I think these type of situations, you know, I'm a person of faith. And so for me, I said, you know, maybe God wanted my attention to say, you know, Juanita, what's really important to you? What really matters to you? You have time to sit down and think about those things. Sometimes we go through life and we never just take a beat to sit down. We do our routine, sort of ritualistic, oh, I'm grateful today, this is great. But how grateful are you when there are, you know, countries 81 miles from you where people are dying by the thousands? And yes, you have to give up a little bit of your freedom for a few days, be it 2 weeks, be it 25 or 30 days, whatever the case may be. But what you're giving up on the outside, you didn't have to give up anything on the inside of your home. Your kids are still there. You know, your family, your husband's still there, your family's still there, you're still there, your health is intact, and that's a valuable asset to have nowadays, especially
is.
In light of where you are. Just to be healthy, to be able to stay inside and stay healthy is a gift in and of itself, depending on how you look at it. So I know it feels like somebody's taking something away, but at the end of it, you know, you're stopping the domino effect of this virus, and that is something that is good for yourself and for the collective, for the community.
Yeah. We have a texter reminding us that it's 2:30 in the morning over there in Taipei. Is that about right, Juanita?
It is indeed. It's 2:30 in the morning. It is.
Thank you for staying up for us. Thank you for doing that and sharing the story, because I think it's such a positive one. If people want to read your post, where would they go, Juanita? Because you go into detail about what life was like under lockdown and full quarantine, and it's a very positive message.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, they can go. I have a Facebook blog, a travel blog called Where in the World is Juanita? And it is a pinned post. On that, yeah, it's fun. It's fun because I travel, and so it's there as a pinned post on Facebook. Where in the world is Juanita?
Where in the world is Juanita? Thanks, Juanita. Get some rest, and thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night. Wow, 2:30 in the morning. That was nice of her to stay up for us.